Welcome to Empowering Lifestyle Podcast, talking about things for mums and what's dear to mums' heart. How do you help mums to step into being empowering themselves first, their life, how they can be with their children and make a huge difference. And we'll be talking to other experts. And now here's today's episode. What can you get out of having a massage? What are the results? We don't always know the results of how a massage is or how it is afterwards. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that for you so you get a real sense of how that can be for you. But until you really have your very own massage, and it's not one or two, even though you'll know exactly how it feels then, but it's over time that so much in our bodies change when you take the stress out of the muscles, that it's really such a lovely surprise. And so what I found when I first had my first massage was that I felt like the weight had come off of my shoulders, and I felt so much more relaxed. And what else for me was that I felt really light in myself, light as in I was kind of floaty, and I felt like I didn't have a care in the world. It was like it's just such an easy place to be in. And when you have a lot of confusion and fear going on, the little voice in your head kept saying this and kept saying that and worrying about this and worrying about that. Well, after that first time I had my massage, I didn't actually have any of that talk going on in my head. It was silent. And it felt really nice, and I really got just that fight going on was such a hard thing to put up with. But when I didn't hear it anymore, I felt that calmness and you know, that heaviness you get on your heart. Well, that heaviness was so relaxed. I felt like I could sort of take a deep breath and feel calm in myself, even in my chest. And because I had an overall massage, that there wasn't one area that was more relaxed than another, and I didn't have a sore area, but I felt really relaxed and tingly and really peaceful all over, that it just took my whole mind down to such a peaceful level. And there's things that you can take that are addictive that can give you that feeling, but if all you had to do was have a massage and get a better result, an easier result, and non-effective after in a negative way, then it was a beautiful way to go. And because I've had so many massages over my life, depending on how hard I worked to whether I needed it once a week or once a fortnight or once a month, but I found if I got much more past 2 weeks that I started to struggle with that balance of feeling really well all the time and not feeling fatigued and not having the noise going in my head. And I really zoomed along and everything came really quickly and easily to me that I was working on at the time. And even now, because I work full time, I keep my massages up so that I don't get sore hands. This is for my work side of things, keep my fingers well, because if they get sore, then I use my hands all the time. And keep my shoulders muscles all loose, because it is a full-on job, but a very enjoyable job. So I don't see it really as work. I do it more and just love being a massage therapist. And what I found also is that with my clients, they would come back and say, do you know, I could be with my mum when she was nagging me. She said I'd have more patience for her and she wouldn't snap at her. And so that was good for their relationship, and it was good that she got to see that when she was stressed, then she tended to not have so much patience. And that's what I found with my mums. They'd come and say, well, you know, I'm so much more patient. I can listen to my kids And I'm finding that when I'm stressed, they're stressed. But when I've had my massage, they're so much quieter, and I'll ask them to do something and they'll go and do it. And they're much easier to pop into bed because they'd go off to bed because they weren't stressed or being excited all the time. And then I started to teach them how they could do little things for their children when it was time to go off to bed. And when I taught them little tricks on how to massage their feet, for example, that when they went off to bed, that they'd go off to sleep. And then in turn, their bodies started to de-stress too. And so they would get up much easier in the morning, and they wouldn't fight with you. They'd be so much more calmer. They'd just do things much easier. And getting them out the door at school, they weren't yawning as they went out the door. They were actually like fresh, and they actually had all their shoes and socks on and their hair done to go out the door. And so mums have told me this over the years, that when they've had a massage, the children were much better because she was so much better. And I've known that myself, how well that works. And it's been really wonderful to hear about that. And the other thing is that when you've had a massage and you've got like arm aches or elbows or your carpal tunnel type pains, these are all muscle tightness. And looking at repetition of being on a computer all day or moving that mouse around, the muscles become overloaded over time. And so we're just like a piece of machinery. If you don't keep the machinery in good working order, then the muscles get tighter and tighter and tighter, and then we've got that scenario again. And I've also found that the mums have said this, that if they were calm and they'd had a massage, that it wasn't only the children that became more calmer, that even when her husband would come home or a partner would come home, that they'd be much more relaxed when they got home because the whole environment was a lot more relaxed and things flowed. Now, for business women, what I found is that they felt that they had more control in the working day. They felt much more empowered, that they had some energy left to come home with, and that they were creating a lot more in the business that they were in. So throughout the day, it would be very busy, but they felt like they were a lot more confident, a lot more relaxed. They were thinking of things clearly, and when they needed to create with whatever they were doing, they felt like this information really just came much easier. And they could communicate at a much more easier level. And so they really felt like it made a big difference on their aches and pains, and their performance went up really easily. So that was really wonderful to see how their performance was going. And, you know, if you've got a headache, then your performance goes right down because, you know, the muscles are so tight, they're pulling up into your neck and into your head, and we've got muscles in the back of our eyes, and if they get tight, they don't see properly, so you can lose your vision if those muscles in your head and neck get really tight. And you might notice that when 1 minute you're fine and the next minute you've got to wear glasses. And so they're all made of muscles. And you've only got to just really have one or two to start feeling big changes in how you're feeling. And the more you have, the better you feel. And you'd think, oh, I'd want, you know, if I started having massage, I'd have to have, you know, it would get addictive and I'd have to have lots of massages. Well, it's actually quite the opposite, that you want a lot of massages at the beginning because you're so overloaded. But as you get more massages into unlocking all those tension areas, you'll have 1 week where you're feeling great and you think, right, I could probably go to two. And you'll get to your 2 weeks and you go, oh, I need that tension released in the muscles. And so you do that for 3 or 4 weeks or whatever it takes for you, and then you'll get to a point where, and I've been there quite a few times, that there wasn't a lot of changes in that massage. And that's when you know you're actually starting to top up and your stress level is much lower, that you're just flowing along, and that's really nice. And so I really encourage you to start having massage, because that way you'll quickly grow, you'll quickly shift your stress, you'll quickly move all your pains out the road, and then you can start to be in this happy place where you're feeling great all the time. And when you do that, it's like you really flow after that. You really, things come in, and that's really wonderful. So I think this is how it really can help everybody, because not everybody knows about massage. And so I'm here to tell you, start having massages, and leave a question in Facebook, and let me know how you're going, because whatever happens for you, it's like you can share that so other people, not only I'm telling you because I know, but you've got other people that are, can share with you, what did you get from your massage? How did it work for you? And this is what we're all about, is finding those things that work so that we can all go the same way and we're all lifting as we're going along. And so I look forward to any comments that you have on our private Facebook page. And you need to put a subscription in so that you can get the subscription of the radio show each week. That would be great too. All right, thank you very much, and we look forward to hearing you next week. Thank you.